There is a purgatory story that happened right here in the United States in 1859 that was so well known at the time that it was even featured in the New York Times. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this story is of interest not only because it happened in the first Benedictine monastery in the United States, and that it happened in the United States, but that it was featured in New York Times. But not only that, there's some incredible things that I want to show you about this abbey that's still in use, and that there's some things that are really quite interesting. Let's get into this story. In 1859, at the Benedictine Abbey of La Trobe in the United States of America, various unexplainable things occurred which caught the attention of the public opinion. To calm the controversy, Abbot Wimmer released the following signed declaration. In our Abbey of St. Vincent near La Trobe on September 18, 1859, a novice noticed the appearance of a religious who presented himself from that day until November 19th regularly from 11 in the morning until noon or from midnight until 2 in the morning. On the 19th of that month, the ghost, having been questioned by the novice in the presence of another religious of that community, answered that for 77 years he was suffering for not having fulfilled the obligation of the celebration of seven masses. He had already appeared in different periods to seven other Benedictines of that monastery without them ever being able to understand him, and if the novice had not come now to assist him, he would not have had the possibility to appear anymore, if not after 11 years. He requested, therefore, that the seven masses be celebrated, that the novice undertake spiritual exercises and maintain perfect silence for the span of 7 days, and for 30 days he must recite 3 times a day the Miserere Psalm with bare feet and open arms. The requests of the deceased were fulfilled from November 20th to December 25th, and the ghost ceased to appear after the celebration of the last Mass. During all this time, he presented himself with greater frequency, energizing the novice with very moving words to pray for the souls of purgatory, saying that these miserable ones suffer horribly, and that they are most grateful to those who contribute to hastening their salvation. He then added that of the 5 priests who died at the abbey until now, none of them had already risen to heaven, and that all were suffering in purgatory. Now, this story was taken from one of the stories compiled by Blessed Carlo Acutis. He has like about 67 or maybe 80 or so purgatory stories. I'm using all of them for videos because they're just so good. Now, you heard in the beginning that it said that this was publicly known. So I searched and I found that it was actually in a New York Times article on March 13th, 1860. I'm going to post the picture of it right now. And the title of this article is called A Veritable Ghost. So it's a small article within the page, but even secular news caught wind of it. So first of all, this is really incredible. So we see that God allows the souls from purgatory to come to witness, not just to Catholics, but so that others can believe that ghosts are real and what they call ghosts are in fact souls from purgatory. They are spirits, another word that we can use, that have not yet entered heaven, that are asking for help. They're asking for the Mass, just like yesterday's video that I was talking about, the Our Father, that is asking for the Eucharist. What they want is the bread from heaven, the supernatural bread that Jesus came to give us. Now, what's interesting about St. Vincent's Abbey in La Trobe is that it's still in existence. It's the United States' first Benedictine monastery. And here is what is of particular interest. When you go to their website and you go to the section that says obituaries. So if you're on a phone, I'm going to see if I could put kind of like a screen video of this. You go to obituaries, which I just saw that and thought, why do they have this? You scroll all the way to the bottom. There are 6 pages of obituaries. So they've had a lot of Benedictines there who have died, who we can pray for. I don't know how many there are, maybe 40, maybe 50, maybe even more. And so the story is saying that, like, these guys are still in purgatory. There are a lot of Benedictines from this monastery that you can pray for. All of them are probably really happy that I'm letting you know this right now. Wouldn't that be amazing to have your own little army of Benedictine monks praying for you in thanksgiving for the prayers that you offer for them? Did you remember the message that soul in purgatory left at the very end? They suffer horribly, were his words, and they are incredibly thankful for all those that bring them relief. They will reward us. They will help us. They will intercede for us. And who better than Benedictine monks and priests to be your entourage, especially in these times of great evil? So this amazing story shows us the following. We need to convince everyone that purgatory is real, both Catholics and non-Catholics with the hope that they convert and become Catholic. It reiterates the point, they suffer terribly and they help us tremendously when we pray for them. If this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.